This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life politicians and pro-life nations are being pressured to accept eugenic abortion. Abortion-friendly doctors in Poland use a loophole to abort Down syndrome children. The UN wants Poland to keep that loophole open. And one Irish politician voted to keep abortion unconstitutional and has been suspended by her abortion party for 3 months. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee signed into law the compulsion of all maternity insurance to also pay for elective abortion. The bill contains no conscience provision, so it compels pro-life employers like churches to eliminate maternity coverage from insurance. This makes the bill effectively a burden on young families having babies. The document that popularized the phrase culture of life turns 23 this month. Evangelium Vitae was a pastoral letter from St. Pope John Paul explaining spiritual and cultural problems with abortion and assistance in suicide as being rooted in misunderstandings of the human person. This is Life News Radio. It does not matter if the dark ages of 1,000 years ago were real or not. If we are today creating the reality of a new dark age, a culture of death. The life issue is central to this, as assaults on the human person continue in the stories you hear on this station. Abortion, contraception, embryonic stem cell research, eugenics, assisted suicide are all robberies perpetrated against both man and God. Stop the robbery and create a culture of life. In other headlines, after his daughter's friends helped her suicide, a bereaved Dutch father is exposing an out-of-control suicide death culture in the Netherlands. And the pro-life Way of the Cross is coming to over 100 abortion clinics nationwide this Good Friday, March 30th. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.